joining us to talk about the love of, how do you like this, love of cars.
It's good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Is Lou Vitantonio joining us for the Cleveland Auto Show. Lou, good morning. How are you today?
Great. I'm doing well. Chilly, but hey, that's okay.
That's right.
Sun's shining.
Right. Well, the fact that the auto shows are returning, right? This is the thing that gets you excited, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, first and foremost, you know, we're back at the IX Center, which is the most important thing, because the facility is beautiful. I mean, you talk about, it's an old tank plant, but it fits well for home shows and auto shows and boat shows and things that of that nature. And it works out really well because of the ceilings, et cetera, et cetera. But we're back at that building. We got a brand new owner, and we're looking forward to coming out. Show starts February 25th and runs through March 6th.
What do you have planned this year? Same old, or what can you kind of do to spice it up for this year?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we have the new vehicles, and right now it's a little difficult to see them in the showroom because they're not hanging around the dealerships very long. So I think this is an opportunity for, you know, consumers to see, as always. I mean, this show has always been there for people to shop and compare vehicles. We have almost every brand available in Northern Ohio. We'll be at the show in some fashion. We have vehicles. Then we have drives, ride and drives inside. Traditionally, we've had two. 1 year, we had three. This year, we're going to have three individual drives. You have Camp Jeep, who's been back for a number of years, so you can take a ride in a Jeep, and they have a brand new hill. Supposedly, it's the first time it'll be in Ohio. That is very, very impressive, going straight up. So they'll have that. You'll have the Ram track, where you'll be able to see the capabilities of Ram's pickup trucks. And then brand new this year, you know, Ford has come out with a track of itself, and you're going to give the opportunity to drive in a Bronco and an off-road, you know, capability track inside the building. So, I mean, that's another opportunity to see the different vehicles perform. And also, on top of that, we'll have four different manufacturers with about seven or eight different brands outside the facility, as we have in the past, that you can go and take them out on 237 next to the IX Center for actual drive. So you're driving in those scenarios and riding in the ones inside the building.
Lou, I'm watching the Super Bowl yesterday, and I see ad after ad after ad for different kinds of electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. How is this impacting the marketplace? How will it impact the marketplace? Mm-hmm. And what impact will it have on dealers?
Mm-hmm. Well, first, let's take its first step. I mean, I think the manufacturers that were advertising yesterday are promoting their upcoming EVs. There is a shift to the use of batteries and range and all the different things that come with EVs, electric vehicles, and different models. I wouldn't put a casket on the, you know, the ICE, you know, combustible engine. At this point, you're going to need both over time. So there will be an impact. You know, the dealers are ready to sell whatever it is the manufacturers put forth, whatever it is that the consumers desire. It's always been the case. And I think we're going to need some infrastructure to make sure that we have charging stations in different locations beyond what we have today, in addition to being able to charge, you know, these vehicles at home. So there will be a rollout of these vehicles, getting them to the market. You know, a lot of people are saying, hey, we want to get, you know, here in 6 months, or we want to get here in 8 months. Many of the manufacturers have limited productions of the electric vehicles, but they're all coming out with something. And it's all being driven, you know, mostly by what consumer demand is.
You mentioned the Bronco moments ago. Mm-hmm. That's certainly a hot item. How does it become hot to the point where they have so many advance orders, whether it's that vehicle or another?
Well, I mean, here, the Bronco is a legendary nameplate, correct? I mean, so it's been idle for a number of years. They finally put something together that they, you know, Ford was ready to bring out to the public, and they put a great marketing push behind it, showed it off, and you know, they have hundreds of thousands of reservations for this vehicle. It's showing what the manufacturers are doing based on what the consumer desire is, okay? And so, you know, being able to produce them is the next step. And I think, you know, we've gotten so many different roadblocks as far as, you know, being able to produce vehicles at the levels we have pre-pandemic. And so you have a lot of reservations that are there. People are waiting for the vehicle, and they've been pretty patient. I think many of the manufacturers that have, you know, built up reservations, regardless of what vehicle it is, they've communicated with the consumer, hey, this is where we're at. These are the ones that we can build. You know, do you want it or do you want to wait? And so they've done a good job of you know, trying to communicate with the consumer and say, hey, look, you know, we may have to wait a little longer, but it will come.
We were talking this morning with Lou Vitantonio with the Cleveland Auto Show upcoming at the IX Center February 25th through March 6th. Besides the new models, you've got old, like classic cars. Where do those come from? Where do you find those specific cars? Is there one group that kind of has all of them that brings them, or do you have individuals that really want to show off their thing?
No, they're all individual vehicles. You know, we ask people that live in this market, you know, say, hey, listen, you may have your vehicle, you know, in storage, bring it out for 10 days, put it into the show. The classic cars, we'll have probably close to 60 of those on the main floor, because where we used to have them in the building is no longer available. That's space that's been rented. So they will be on the main floor this year. We will have, you know, various vehicles, and I've gone through the list, and everything from, you know, muscle cars to, you know, some newer vehicles. We, you know, our only requirement is that it's 25 years or older. So that time frame is shifting. And some you'll see some interesting vehicles, and you'll stand in front of them and go, wait a minute, is that really 25 years old? So we do have the classics. We have some very, very nice high lines. In not only from our dealers locally, we have a private collection of vehicles that you will never see on the street. Every one of the vehicles are over $1 million. They will be coming. We have a group called Recharge Rally, who is basically, if you think about a Cannonball Run, that's what they run, you know, over different parts of the USA. They're coming with their vehicles that operate that facility, their run. And so there's a lot of different things to see in addition to the new vehicles. We have some ultra highline vehicles, all kinds of everything in between.
Again, this is coming up at the Cleveland Auto Show. Craig, you got anything else?
Well, we need ticket information, Lou.
Sure. Yeah, I should. I get wrapped up with the cars. The cars are the stars. But tickets are $15, $12 for seniors and preteens. 15 and under are free on Monday. We have a family day. We also have a Heroes Day on Thursday, February 27th. Military first responders, healthcare workers, and we want to give a little bit back to them, so we set aside a day for them. We also are giving away two vehicles this year. Guys, we're going to give out a 36-month lease of a 22 Honda Ridgeline or a 22 Hyundai. So we're giving away a Sonata. We're going to give away two vehicle leases for 36 months to two lucky winners, you know, brought to you by the Ohio Hyundai dealers and the Ohio Honda dealers.
That's good. ClevelandAutoShow.com, place to get a lot of good information. And based on your website, 11 days, 8 hours, 40 minutes, and... forget it. I can't get it. It keeps moving. It won't stand still as the time gets closer. But, of course, you guys can use all that time to get ready for everybody to come out to the Cleveland Auto Show. Again, Lou Vitantonio joining us this morning. Thanks for your time, Lou. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.